Hello, everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Colin.
Hello, everybody. This is Nora. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“抽奖”两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。很多奖品花钱都买不到。
Yeah, we have carefully picked out these materials.They are very, very good for learning English. If you can persist in reading one book, you will surely be able to speak English at a higher level. So go to the WeChat official account for the lottery right now. Good luck to all of you.
Hey, Colin, would you mind if someone takes a photo of you without your permission? 如果没有人经过你的允许就拍你的照片，你会介意吗？
Well, it really depends. If I'm walking on the street, that's okay.But if I'm taking a shower in the gym or changing my clothes in a dressing room, then absolutely no.
就如果是普通的公共场合，正常的照片当然是没问题的啊。但是涉及了一些隐私的场合，肯定是不被允许的啦。
Yeah, you know, I'm an amateur photographer, so I like to take snapshots. Remember last time I snapped a shot of you guys packed together, falling asleep on the sofa in the office?
Yeah, I love that photo.Snapshot, 那这个词呢就是 snap, 快速拍照和 shot, 照片的合成词。合起来它们可以做动词就是表抓拍。
You can also separate the word into a phrase, like snap a shot. Like, I snapped a great shot.
对,也可以把这个词拆开变成一个词组 snap a shot. 那 Colin 平时呢就是一名 amateur photographer, 业余的摄影爱好者。就喜欢给我们抓拍一些照片啊。上一次我们有几个老师困了，一起在沙发上躺着睡着的那张抓拍就非常有意思。
Right, it's interesting to capture moments of life.
不过和抓拍完全相反，如果是在厕所或者是洗漱间偷拍就很可怕了。
Oh yeah, sneaking a photo in the bathroom, that's a different story.It's illegal and unethical.
说到偷拍啊，我们通常就会用到一个词 sneak， 本意就是偷偷摸摸、鬼鬼祟祟。很多这种偷拍行为都是违法且不道德的。
Exactly. Sneaking is to do something secretly, often without permission. So the phrase always has a negative connotation.
我最近呢就看到一条新闻，有人举报在外网发现了公开出售偷拍女性的照片和视频，而且部分被拍摄的地点是中国多所高校。The news really made me frightened and angry at the same time.
That's horrendous. This behavior is absolutely unacceptable.
对对对。Horrendous, 意思就是 extremely shocking and terrible, 令人惊骇的。当我们毫不设防地走入洗手间的时候，却不知道有人已经为偷拍架好了摄像头对准了我们。这对女孩子来说真的很可怕。
For sure, because you never know if there's a spy cam lens hidden inside a public bathroom. It sends shivers down every girl's spine.
没错 ,spy cam 就是指的偷拍的相机。It sends shivers down one's spine.翻译过来就是让人的背脊发凉，感到害怕。像这类的新闻呢，其实已经不是第一次发生了。这几年在各大媒体上的报道看到的都很多。
Yeah, in fact, spy cams are a massive problem, and not only in China, but everywhere else.
所以呢，今天我们也和大家来讨论一下这个严肃的话题。在这里呢，提醒一下大家，我们的内容呢都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”。私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。Alright, 首先在说到偷拍照的时候啊，我发现网上还有一种翻译就是 a candid photo. Does it mean the same as to sneak a photo?
Oh, no. They're not the same. A candid photo is capturing people moving and talking in public. What a street photographer would do.
Alright, 所以其实如果字典你去查发现这个 a candid photo 也有偷拍的这个意思，但其实更多的它指的是街拍。
Right, many individuals have won great praise for their candid street photography.
那回到我们刚刚前面说到的偷拍，其实在前几年啊，韩国一直有一个专门上传偷拍照的网站叫做 Soranet。直到韩国女性大规模的游行闹大之后呢，韩国政府终于开始重视了她的问题。
Yeah, Soranet was shut down in 2019. It was once a popular site for uploading videos and photos taken using hidden and upskirt cameras.
是的，从这个事情呢，我们也可以看出来，背后不仅仅是一个人，而是一个巨大的产业链 ,a chain of illicit production.
Right. Criminals are increasingly using hacking techniques to control cameras in homes and public places.A chain of illicit production has been formed, which seriously infringes upon the privacy of citizens.
对，除了偷拍，还有一种呢，就是黑客利用 hacking techniques, 就是这种黑客的技术去破解各种摄像头，也导致了这个行业的快速发展。这种行为严重地侵犯了我们的隐私权。
Yeah, and the most common thing that victims are saying is that they feel quite heartbroken and that they feel like they would be recognized when they go out.
对，对于受害者来说，其实这件事情肯定会有很大的心理阴影。而很多国家对这种行为的惩罚并不严重。比如说 Soranet 这个网站的负责人啊，建立者，他最后只被判了四年。He was only sentenced to 4 years in prison.
Only for 4 years? Ah, the sentencing of illegal filming cases is very lenient, too lenient.
Exactly, lenient.意思就是宽松的 not as strict as expected when punishing somebody. 对于众多女性的伤害来说，这个惩罚真的是太轻了。
Well, maybe that's also one reason why there are so many cases of this. They don't take it seriously because they are not afraid of the law or of punishment.
I think so. 因为这个惩罚相对来说很轻啊，有的人可能就是真的还是会知法犯法。So it may be necessary to have...harsher punishments or penalties.
Right. But on the other hand, local authorities can increase patrols of toilets and changing rooms to search for spy cameras.
Patrol 意思就是巡逻巡查，这个可能也会很大程度的提高安全性啊。
Yeah, and on the other hand, the selling of spy cameras should also be restricted.
对，像这种针孔相机的售卖，我发现其实在外网上搜索起来还是很简单就可以买到的。如果有人想犯罪，真的就很简单。不过呢，有一个好消息啊，就是我们国家有关部门已经宣布了对针对网上的这种针孔摄像头这类黑产已经进行了集中治理。
Yeah.Chinese authorities have announced that social media and e-commerce platforms will be held accountable if they fail to purge spy camera tutorials and hidden camera equipment.
对 ,purge 意思就是清理的含义。那么刚刚这句话的意思呢，就是说如果社交媒体和电子商务平台没有清理这些 spy cameras 的教程，他们将会被追究责任。那在这里纠责我们英文中呢用到的表达就是Be held accountable.
Right. Being accountable is to be responsible for your decisions or actions.
Mm-hmm.
So I think after this policy, those criminals will also learn to be more accountable for their illegal behavior.
对，也希望真的在这一次的整治下，这种地下黑色产业可以得到好好的根治。We can finally crack down on the substantial underground market. 把互联网的这种摄像头黑产都清理干净。好了，那么今天的节目呢就到这里结束了。最后再提醒一下大家，我们今天的所有内容都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Thanks for joining us everyone. This is Colin.
This is Nora. See you next time.
Bye. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。